What is the result of those solutions? What are you going to choose? Because today is to look at the challenge that's in front of us, look at the opportunity in front of us, look at the possibility that's in front of us as just that possibility. We see challenges, we see roadblocks as the end, when really it's just the beginning. All right, let's go. You are tired of not feeling fit, tired of not having the focus, tired of not having the financial resources or the relationships that you want in your life to carry you forward to live your life at 100. This is your place to be. I'm Jason Jerusi. This is the Live 100 podcast, the place you come to break your bad habits so you can build that future momentum so you no longer live a life of average. It's time for you to step out of your comfort zone, to break the patterns that have not served you, to get the life that you deserve to have. Today, we're going to talk about a letter to our future self. And I want you to think about it, right? I want you to think about writing a letter to your future self. If you wrote down some of the fears you had today or some of the thoughts you're having today, right? And you wrote them down, you put them down on paper, you talked about some of your big goals, some of your wild ambitions, right? How would that letter look? How would that letter stand to serve you today? What would your thought track look like? What would the patterns of your speech be? What would the affirmational words be that are setting the stage for you to prepare yourself for the future? What would be your calling, right? What would be the welcoming to the future you? What would you write down today? Would you lead with the fears, lead with your setbacks, lead with the things that you are having in your life that are keeping you back? Or would you lead with your wild ambitions, right? Your craziest goals, your thoughts about what the future could lead you to? How you set the stage begins to set the pattern for where your life leads you. You were set on this earth for a purpose. You were set on this earth for a reason. You were given these talents. You were given this calling for a reason. And you might not know what your talents are. You might not know what your calling is, but it's within you. It's time for you to pull it out of yourself. It's time for you to put down on paper to the future you. What is the stage of your life today? It's very important for us to be self-aware about where we fall today, where we stand today. What are the things that are going well? What are the things that need work? And what are the things that really are probably no longer welcome in our life? It's very good to set this part, right? To write this down. And if you're having a fear of doing this, let's think about this, right? What is the one challenge? Let's write it down. What is the one challenge in front of you right now? What is the one challenge? Let's write that down. The challenge today is that I've tried many different ways to lose weight. Or I've tried many different ways to start a business. Or I have tried many different ways to reconcile a poor relationship. Or I've tried fill in the blank. What is the challenge you're facing immediately right now? Next, what are three possible solutions for your challenge? It could be do nothing. It could be that you go out there and be disciplined when you haven't been disciplined before. Or it could be that you completely try the opposite of everything you've tried. And lastly, what is the result of those solutions? What are you going to choose? Because today is to look at the challenge that's in front of us, look at the opportunity in front of us, look at the possibility that's in front of us as just that, a possibility. We see challenges, we see roadblocks as the end, when really it's just the beginning. So many times in life, we forget to understand that when we're at our darkest, when we're at our deepest, right? When we're at our part where we feel so low, well, that's just our starting point. Think about seeds as they get buried into the ground, right? They get buried into the ground and forgotten about at most points. And as weather patterns come and as that they're watered and they're nurtured and they're allowed to go out there and seek what they are to become, do they start to germinate? Do they start to produce the results of what the seed actually was laid under the earth to have? So as you look back at your challenges, you look back at your roadblocks, well, that is you getting placed in the position to grow, placed in the position to go out there to seek what is possible. But it takes you today writing down for your future self what's in front of you, what's possible, and what are the results you're going to take from your decisions. It's within all of us. It's absolutely within all of us. But it takes you today to go out there to look at what's in front of you, look at what's possible, and be open and accepting to the possibilities that are in your reach, and then reach further. There are so many times in life, there are so many welcoming points that we've missed because we haven't been open to it. But what if today you can write down that I will be open to all that is possible? I will be welcoming to all that is forthcoming. I will no longer look at life as a series of setbacks and challenges, but I will look at life as a series of possibilities and opportunities. This is your time for new beginnings, because your new beginning today is going to produce the reward that is your future tomorrow. And can you think about looking back at this in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and seeing the patterns of your life where you are today, and seeing the fruit that has come from all of your hard work? There is no longer time for you to stand back and wait. We have plenty of time in this world, but we have no time to wait. This is the lesson here in Live 100. We have to accelerate our growth by understanding what is in front of us. And then we have to truly be uncomfortably brave to what it is that's in front of us, because the challenges are going to keep coming. And if you continue to look as challenges, as setbacks, the challenges are going to seem greater and greater and greater. But you look at them as possibilities. The challenges are going to be something that you welcome. Look at the life that you want. Build in your message today the patterns of that person that you deserve to be, and then go out there and take action. That's the recipe for Live 100. That's why we have the three building blocks of breaking your bad habits, building future momentum, and magnifying the successful person that you deserve to be. And it has 9 pillars that lead you down the road to the success that you deserve to have. Success, work is within all of us. Success lies as the opportunity that's welcome for all of us. Get in your mind today that you are one that deserves the success in your life. All right, this is the Live 100 podcast. You can go down there and leave us an honest ratings review. Leave us something that can be helpful to others so we can go out there and continue to grow this podcast. It's been so helpful for you to go out there, share this message, the great feedback we've been having. Share this with someone else today that needs to write down to their future self, to write down and welcome their future self in today. That's what we do here. I'm Jason Arusi. Let's do this.